Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Ragovin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Saul Ragovin. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenhart scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Busby steals second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Raghavan moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Raghavan moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raghavan scores. Dillinger scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Joe Coleman now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Astroth moves to third. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Juiced hits a fly ball towards center. Busby catches it and throws to home to double up Astroth. 2 outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raghavan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raghavan moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Karis Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Karis Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Majeski moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell misplays the ball. That's an error on Karis Quell. Majeski moves to third. Suter moves to second. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Suter scores. Astroth moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, White Sox. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Astroth moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Luis Aloma now pitching. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Karis Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karis Quell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Karis Quell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Massey reaches second base with a double. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to third. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive towards short. Karis Quell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Astroth goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, White Sox. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Karis Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and has Minoso trapped. There's the throw to Suter, who tags Minoso for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Lenhart moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Manny Minoso now playing third base. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma is 0-for-0 in the game. Aloma strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Fox reaches second base with a double. Coleman scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Astroth hits a pop-up towards third. Minoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Busby reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 12-4, White Sox. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Carrasquel steals second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma is 0-for-1 in the game. Aloma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel scores. It's 13-4, White Sox. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer strikes out. One out. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Juiced hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Juiced reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-4 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juiced scores. It's 13-5, White Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-4 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.